Pro Women in Sports Clothing Company 20s iAthletics ad goes viral, Real Girls Rock. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 6, 2025. Athletic clothing company 20s iAthletics shared an advertisement on Sunday titled, Real Girls Rock, that went viral on X after author J.K. Rowling, who has been under attack by radical trans activists for years, shared the pro-women message. In the ad, former NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines and University of Nevada, Reno volleyball captain Celie Eli are seen sitting in a car. Listening to a news program on the radio as one of the show's hosts accuses the women of being right-wing bigots over their opposition to men participating in women's sports. Watch below. Riley Gaines and Celie Eli are in hot water over their transphobic comments. And I just gotta say, who cares if biological males are playing in women's sports? Just be inclusive, the radio host says, to which another individual replies, could not agree more. This is just a bunch of fear-mongering from right-wing bigots. The ad goes on to show Gaines and Lee Eli waking up early to train for their sporting events as the radical left-wing program continues on in the background, stating, these female athletes just need to work harder and not blame others for their lack of success, among other things. This is the first and likely the last time I'll retweet an ad. But I love it, J.K. Rowling wrote in a Monday X post, sharing the 20s iAthletics ad. In a follow-up post, Rowling revealed that her husband bought 4 20s iAthletics t-shirts. In years to come, a great question to ask self-proclaimed liberal men will be, which side were you on, women's rights or men's demands? The Harry Potter author added. 20s iAthletics CEO Jennifer Say reacted to Rowling's comments, telling Fox News Dana Perino, she's been fighting this battle for some time. And the reaction has been crazy, we've had over 10 million views in 2 days, that was all started by J.K. Rowling. And I think it's just evidence of the fact that the culture is changing, Say continued. People are now comfortable standing up and saying, we support this. We celebrate female athletes. Watch below. Perino chimed in, noting how few women, in sports, who are now in retirement, who had all the opportunities afforded to them, that don't say anything. It's a really great point, and I say this all the time. There's not a single high-level professional athlete who or Olympic-level athlete that has spoken out, or coach, Say said. So we have a long way to go, the 20s iAthletics CEO added. It's amazing that Trump has opened the door for us, but I think it's also important to remember private institutions won't be impacted by this. The Boston Marathon, this April, has a man running in the women's category. That's privately run, Say pointed out. We the people have to now take the baton that President Trump has passed to us, and we need to get the 70-80% of Americans who agree with us to stand up. Gaines, meanwhile, told Fox News that the message behind the ad is meant to show the work that female athletes put in to achieve, to succeed, to be at the top of their game. They're waking up at dawn, they're suffering injuries in their sport. They're working on their diet, they're working on their sleep. There's so much that goes into perfecting your craft. And now, on top of all of that, we have to worry about men infiltrating in and taking away our opportunities, Gaines said. Watch below. So this is ad. Of course I love 20s iAthletics and what they stand for. But this ad is even more special for me because that is my little sister. The little girl on the beam, and she's the reason why I fight. So for her to be in this, for me, is kind of like this full circle moment where I'm done competing. But it's not about that, I'm fighting for the next generation. The ad also highlights the hate Lee Eli received for wanting to save women's sports. Showing up to weights at 6 a.m., putting in all the work, being a collegiate athlete, and then on top of that, receiving hate for standing on truth and being firm in values that should be common sense, it's just sad, Lee Eli told Fox News. It's just sad that people go to such hateful rhetoric to tear down such a powerful message, she added. People don't know that words really do hold weight. But I'm grateful to have a great support system to fight back. After being asked if she ever feels like giving up, Lee Eli replied, luckily, I lean on my faith a lot. I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ. As my Lord and Savior, I know that He died on the cross for all of us, and He is the real truth. He's the only person who has judgment of anything. Gaines also quipped that the 20s iAthletics ad is certainly an ad that Nike would never make. Notably, The clothing company's ad was a follow-up to its previous Dear Nike ad, which also went viral on social media. Watch below. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.